On the live line with us from Florida is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Pat. Yes, several developments over the weekend, some positive, others not so positive.
You know, we heard from some very eloquent and very committed young survivors over the weekend.
Yes, committed, eloquent, frightened, and sad, and also angry. We saw protests happen over the weekend, thousands of people involved in some of these demonstrations that were happening around Broward County and elsewhere. Now, students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School say they want action. About 100 of them will go to the state capitol at Tallahassee tomorrow. There, they'll break down into groups and visit some of the state senators and state representatives who may be influential in changing gun laws. The teenagers here say that, you know, it's a question of mental health. That's right. They agree with the president on that. They agree that it's a matter of school safety, but they say it's also a matter of the availability of guns, assault rifles specifically, Pat, like the kind used this past week.
Yeah. Yeah, they're calling it the March for Our Lives, and certainly that seems appropriate. What about the president and his potential visit there?
Well, yeah, he came over the weekend. He visited some of the hospitals,
right.
The two hospitals,
right,
where some of the people are being treated. But as far as coming back here, there's no indication that he will. He is holding what the White House is calling a listening session this week with high school students. We don't know where those kids are coming from, either geographically or ideologically, but he will hold that meeting this week with those kids. Then on Thursday, he holds a meeting with the other officials from around the country about school safety.
And there certainly is. I mean, we've seen it before, Jim, with regard to any school shooting. We've seen sort of the call to action. It seems like this one may be different in terms of the response to it and in terms of the students themselves, you know, at least being of an age where they can stand up and say, wait a minute, no, you know, not us, not again.
Yeah, well, I mean, these kids, school shootings have kind of been in the background of their lives since they were born, all the way back to Columbine and going forward to Sandy Hook and to other acts of violence around the country. So they've seen it happening. They say that there's got to be something that can be done beyond just protests, and their hope is to make some kind of lasting change beyond the news cycle that undoubtedly will eventually wear out.
Right, right, right. And I'm wondering if you have any word, Jim, about the condition of the folks who were injured in that shooting, you know, a dozen or more injured, and wondering, you know, what the status of those folks are.
Yes, we heard last night from the two hospitals where the injured survivors being treated. The number has dwindled dramatically over the last several days, people treated and released. We now know that as of last night, no one is on a critical list. Nobody is considered critical. They've all improved beyond that. So yeah, but as bad as the number 17 is, apparently the death count won't rise above that, Pat.
Is there a local public memorial planned in Parkland?
Well, not yet. I mean, there have been vigils alongside these protests every night, but nothing planned as yet. I know at Orlando, after the Pulse nightclub shooting, there was a huge event that was held that brought the whole community together. I suspect it'll be something like that. It has not yet been planned. The kids are still out of school, and they will be for another week at that particular high school.
Well, I know here in Santa Rosa, you know, today kids are out of school for President's Day, and there is a rally being planned for this afternoon from elementary school on up. Kids are invited to, you know, write postcards to Congress and make signs and that sort of thing to give them something to do as a result of all of this. I'm sure that'll be happening across the nation.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, people are looking for a way first to help their kids to deal with this, is to process it, and that may be a part of that, another step in that that continuing evolution.
Well, glad to have you on scene, Jim, and look forward to, you know, our immediate future reports with you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Pat.
That's ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, and he is live in Parkland, Florida, and has been since that terrible shooting last Wednesday, Valentine's Day.